Rokan Show on 720 WGN. We talked about this a little bit earlier. If you are an employee that got laid off, what are your rights? What do you do? Are you going to get your job back? If you don't get your job back, what do you do about that? If you are a small business owner and you have to lay off employees, you haven't done it yet, how do you do it? Well, we've got an expert, Cody Reinberg, employment lawyer at HKM Employment Attorneys. And Cody, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Let's try to answer some questions for people. Well, let's start with the basic one about people who have been laid off and what their general rights are here and the expectation that they are going to be getting their jobs back. Is there something when they're being laid off in the paperwork or the way that they're laid off that changes their outcome here?
Well, if they're laid off, you know, if they're let go by the employer through no fault of their own, certainly during this pandemic, there's really nothing they need to do apart from applying for unemployment insurance. They need to apply for the unemployment benefits, rather, through the IDES, and that can be done online or on the phone. I think people have had some trouble getting through because of the influx of applications, but if they're laid off, they really need to apply for unemployment benefits.
And that doesn't change their outcome in terms of getting back to their job, right? Because they are entitled, right?
Well, maybe, right? I mean, if they're laid off and the employer, they're not entitled to their job back. So I should start with that. If they're laid off and the employer says, due to this downturn in business, we have to let go 100 employees and you're one of them, unfortunately, they need to apply for unemployment benefits. However, they have no guarantee to get their job back, unfortunately. The hope is that they will once, our economy gets back on track. And the employer hopefully will stay in business and be able to bring back those employees that they let go. But they have no legal right to just keep that job under those circumstances, unfortunately.
Under what legal right would they be able to keep that job? Is there...
Well, that's where we're kind of going into the Families First Coronavirus Act, right? If they are not let go from the job, but they have to take certain amounts of leave... Right. If you're diagnosed with the coronavirus or you're taking care of an individual with coronavirus, well, and your employer stays in business, well, then your employer is going to be required to give you some paid leave. The new act, okay, it allows employees from employers with less than 500 employees up to 12 weeks of paid leave if they're to care for a son or daughter following the closing of a school, or if they have been diagnosed, or if they're caring for someone who's been diagnosed. Those are rights to employees who have kept their job. But if they're laid off from their job, then it's a bit different, right? Then they need to go through the unemployment process because they're no longer an employee of that employer. The hope, of course, is that a lot of these employers are going to keep the employees on. And the government has made that more enticing through the Payroll Protection Act. So the Paycheck Protection Program, where employers can apply for through independent banks, right, through their private banks, they can apply for loans of 2.5 times their payroll. And the incentive is you keep on all your employers and employees. And in fact, that's one of the requirements to get the loan. If you do keep on all your employees, right, you keep everyone on the payroll, well, then you can get this loan and virtually all of it will be forgiven. It's interest free. And even the small portion that may not be interest free from the bank, is about 1%. So it's a great loan, either free or 1% interest, which you can't find those terms anywhere. Right. But that's rolled out through the government and is administered by private banks. So if you're a small business owner and you're wanting to keep your employees, on the staff, but you don't have the funds, you really need to be talking to your bank about this PPP. That's kind of the abbreviations everyone's been using, the Paycheck Protection Program.
So if you have let's say you have a $50,000 a week payroll in your business, in your small business, your small manufacturing business, whatever it happens to be. So $50,000 a week that you have to pay. So you'll be able to get $125,000 because you're getting 2.5 times that, essentially. And then you'll be able to pay people for that, you know, whatever that, however that's going to lean itself out. Now, and maybe some of those workers will take a little less money knowing that they're going to be able to keep their jobs on the other end. So the only money that you would be on the line for, as long as you can prove that you paid your employees that money, that you did that to serve your payroll, is $500 or the I guess maybe $1,025, right?
The very small fee, I believe, for the application. Now, I will say I haven't looked into this near as thoroughly, since we really are focused on what are the employees getting out of this. But I do know from the employer standpoint that this is a very, very good program. And a lot of the small business owners I've talked to, just whether it be friends or family, are really looking forward to this and applying for it now. And their expectation from the banks that they've talked to is that they're really not going to be on the hook for much so long as they keep their employees.
And they go through a bank. They have to apply for it through the government or through the bank? Do you know?
Through the bank, through the private bank. And I've taken a look at the application. It is very simple. I would imagine there may be more to it in the weeks to come. But we have to kind of give our government a pass on this. I mean, they passed this legislation pretty quickly, right? You know, it was within a week and at some points overnight. And so everything's not going to work seamlessly. There's going to be some backups. There's going to be some issues, but we're trying. I know they're trying to get money in companies' hands to get it to employees as soon as possible.
All right. Hold on, Cody. We'll come back. We'll take phone calls 312-981-7200 if you're a small business owner and you've got questions about how you can what you can do with your employees, whether it's if you can just sideline them for a while, how do you bring them back? If there are people you have to terminate, what do you do? And if you're an employee and you've got questions about how you have been laid off or what that really means for your family or how quickly you can get your job back and what protections do you enjoy or wish to have? We'll do that as well. 312-981-7200. Cody Reinberg is with us. He's an employment lawyer at HKM Employment Attorneys. Let's get to the phones. 312-981-7200. Let's talk to Jeff right now and find out what his thoughts or questions, concerns might be. Jeff, you're on WGN. Go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I was waiting with bated breath since the governor stated that the revamping of the definition of IDS employment security now is expanded to us as I speak for myself, as a freelancer, independent contractor. I was very happy to hear that this definition has been expanded. So I applied when I heard it, got the information, and in my case, a debit card in the mail this past weekend, applied, updated it. Was wondering how and how far and how long before I would find out how much any documentation that I might need. Figured I would call up our local, email our state rep, and the response I got, which I did not hear from any media, TV, or in this case, GN, and I read this verbatim, the likelihood of receiving money is not great, as the system is not yet set up to receive claims for the gig worker, independent contractors, etc. You will have to probably reapply. I read this, and I am just quite, I have no words.
Yeah. Jeff, can I stop for just 1 second? What kind of gig worker are you doing? Do you do
I'm a professional cameraman, as well as doing audiovisual trade shows like that at McCormick Place that got canceled many weeks
ago. And do you work for individuals or corporations? Who do you work for?
I, as a freelancer in parts, work for another company that gets work from another company that works from another company. So I'm like fourth or fifth in line.
Got it.
As far as, you know, an employee from the original customer to the hotel to the AV company to my gentleman that I work for to me.
Got it.
To be succinct.
Jeff, hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can put this in context here for Cody, though. So if there are people who are independent contractors like this, and there was some hope, and it was stated that there would be some hope in Illinois for gig workers to be able to apply for benefits of some way, shape, or form. Cody, how would they do that? Is that possible, or is the state rep's office being more boldly honest and saying, well, it's probably not going to come your way?
Well, you know, two things. First off, I'm hoping that this state rep, maybe there was things lost in translation. Because I will say that on the Illinois Department of Employment Security's website, they put out some a document on the 31st of March specifically addressing this question. And I'll quote from it right now, and it says the federal stimulus package, quote, creates a new temporary program to help people who lose this type of work being gig work, as a direct result of the current public health emergency. Now, I will say that they go on to say that IDES will provide information about how to apply for this benefit as soon as it is finalized. Please do not apply at this time. Now, I know that's hard, right? The hope is that IDES is going to get these regulations and instructions out as soon as possible. And again, the hope is, and I'm optimistic that the federal government, the stimulus package is going to cover you. It was directly noted to cover gig workers, 1099 independent contractors, self-employed, and freelancers. Okay, so I'm hoping that maybe there was something lost in translation with the state rep's office. But I also, Jeff, want you to look into the Paycheck Protection Program. Okay, and what that is, I don't know if you were listening before, but this is a loan that you'll apply for at your bank, at your local bank, and they will have the application there, and they will be very familiar with it. Fortunately, that PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, was recently expanded to independent contractors or gig workers or sole proprietors, so self-owned businesses or personally owned businesses. That's fantastic. Okay, because that's another avenue for these gig workers and independent contractors to stay on the payroll, so to speak.
But Cody, okay? Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Stay on their own payroll? I mean, if he works for himself, can he pay himself and then not have to pay that money back because he's paying his own employee, which is himself?
That is exactly what that's what the loan is to do. Absolutely.
Okay.
They'll look at the net profit on your Schedule C or your tax filings. You should have a Schedule C if you're an independent contractor or sole proprietor. They'll look at that from either 2019 or 2018. If you have neither of those things, your best estimation of your income would come from adding all your 1099s together. Okay, Jeff, you're very familiar with 1099s, I'm sure. You'll add all those together for the proof of income for the bank. And yes, it would be 2.5 times what you pay yourself, and there will be a lot of loan forgiveness, virtually all loan forgiveness. And I want to go ahead and clear something up that I misspoke before. This loan will be fully forgiven if the funds are used for payroll costs, interest on mortgages, rent, and utilities. Okay. They'll be deferred for 6 months if there's any payments that you have, if you're not using them for those, but the lender nor the government will charge any small business or independent contractor any fees. And that's directly from the smallbusinessassociation.government website. So Jeff and other independent contractors who may be having trouble with unemployment benefits, look into this at your bank. You know, you're going to want to assess the benefits that you can get from unemployment with the benefits that you may be getting from this loan. See which one favors you more.
Yeah, and that's great advice right there. All right, let's talk to Ron. He's a restaurant owner. Ron, you're talking to Cody Reinberg as an employment attorney. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. So we have 6 restaurants in downstate Illinois, and we have around 300 employees, of which probably about 280 are right now not currently working because we're not able to be operating inside the restaurant other than the to-go and curbside pickup. So is this payroll protection plan asking me to hire all of those employees back at full time right now when my restaurants aren't even able to function?
Yeah, that's a great question, and too,
you know,
Cody.
And I wish I had a better answer. That is a tough scenario. This is a tough piece of legislation for restaurant owners. I'm going to be frank with that. I have some close family and friends in the restaurant business, and we've kind of been grappling with this as well. Because, frankly, I think the employees may be better off as far as benefits go, as far as money goes, right, they'll likely be able to get more if they're not working through the unemployment benefits from the state and then the federal stimulus package giving another $600. Whereas if they're a, you know, they're a server or a bartender and they're on their just hourly rate as opposed to their tips and you hire them back, it's going to be less. I'm hopeful that the government is looking into this and, you know, considering tweaks to this legislation. As I mentioned earlier, this was passed overnight, you know, and they certainly couldn't think through all of the scenarios to get this money out. You know, this was what we needed to do or what they felt they needed to do to get money in Americans' hands as quickly as possible. So I can't, you know, I can't really throw stones at the government for not thinking through every scenario, but I feel for you. I know this is a tough situation for restaurant owners and some other business owners to say, it doesn't make sense for me to hire these workers back. It's not really for their benefit or my benefit, but you're kind of stuck in between a rock and a hard place. And I'd talk to your bank. I'd talk to your workers and kind of see what their thoughts are and what they would like to do, and maybe there's a creative solution. But my hope is that the government will maybe put out some guidance on this.
All right, and then finally here, very quickly, we're going to talk to Ron. You're on WGN. You're talking to Cody Reinberg, who is an employment attorney. Go ahead, Ron. Yep, we've lost Ron. Now, what was interesting, the question was, what about temp? Oh, wait, you know what? Hold on. I think we have another one here. Michelle, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi, yes, I'm the one about the temp work. So, hi, I was working since about November last year. A parent that I knew needed help, and so they told her to hire someone, you know, to help get through this project. Then we ended up getting another project. So I've been working about 25 hours a week since. And when this happened, there's only two of us in the office, and she had said that they only want one person in the office. So as it stands, I'm not working. So I'm thinking I'm laid off. And the company is, like, out of state. I have no contact with, like, the owners or anyone in charge except for this woman I work with. And I was thinking, well, I didn't have an end date. So am I to apply for unemployment? I mean, I'm having people tell me I should. And I'm like, well, I don't know. It was a temporary job, even though I was still working.
Cody, we've got about 30 seconds left here. What do you think she should do?
I think you should apply. I know you didn't have an end date, but you ended prematurely, right? You should still be working, but for this coronavirus, you would still be working, and that's the assumption I would go under, and I would apply for benefits. We all need money right now, and at least try. See what the unemployment folks are going to say.
All right. If you got any questions for Cody, you can go to hkm.com, Hotel Kilo Mike. HKM.com. Cody Reinberg, employment lawyer at HKM Employment Attorneys. Cody, thank you so much for being with us.